Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we do that to you today here on the C2P. And we have a fantastic guest today from the Louisville Cardinals. He's kind enough to join us. Very busy young man. But with that said, Josh Harvey Clemens. Josh, we know you've been busy and we appreciate your time. But can you believe your time at the collegiate level has kind of come and gone, and now you're so close to probably what is a childhood dream?
No, I can't. I really can't believe it, man. My granddad always told me once you get older, the years start going a little faster. So, like, it seemed like yesterday I was just getting in school and training and stuff is already here, and the draft is a month or two away. So it's really been flying by, but it's a blessing.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, growing up at a young age, Pop Warner and whatnot, I mean, were you kind of that athletically gifted kid even from a young point of view?
Yes, sir, I was. I really didn't start playing football until I was about 8 or 9. I really wasn't that good when I first started, but I had a lot of tough coaches, and they really brought it out of me, man, and I fell in love with the sport as I grew older.
Definitely. Well, you've definitely fell in love with it. You've definitely exceeded at kind of capitalizing on that love for the game. So, I mean, obviously you're highly recruited. You start your career at Georgia. You end up, making the transfer from Louisville. What was that like as a kid being at, two high-end schools and kind of making that switch? And how did you know Louisville was going to be the best fit for you to kind of end your career?
Georgia was a great school, a great academic school, and I felt like coming out of high school, that was the best fit for me playing for my home state. And but unfortunately, things didn't work out too well. And after my sophomore year, I transferred to Louisville. But the main reason I went there was because my defensive coordinator from Georgia went there around the same time. And so I had a strong relationship with him. And he brought me on. I knew the defense. I didn't have to learn anything new or anything. So the toughest part of that process was just having to sit out that 1 year because of the transfer rules. But other than that, it was a great experience being able to play at both schools because, like, Georgia's more of a college town. There's nothing there but the school. And as far as Louisville, it's a bigger city, and the basketball team is great, and it's just a lot different.
Definitely. And, Josh, you're talking about your D coordinator leaving. This particular year, and I don't know why, but so many of the young guys that have been on the show have all, one way or another, have transferred, but they really kind of share a deep sentiment towards their coaches, or, heart feeling towards them that, these guys left and they just feel that bond. And you're one of the another guest that kind of shares this kind of the same bond, and it just kind of shows you that, the recruiting process and kind of having ties to the coaching staff goes deeper than I think we kind of see on the outside. For you, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you have a shot to get to the next level? Because as well as anybody playing at the level you have against the competition you have, everybody that you suited up against or with wants this kind of, ability that you possess and has this opportunity that you also have. I mean, do the coaches say, hey, Josh, we see something in you that we don't see in a lot of guys? Or do you just keep saying, hey, we're hearing some good things, teams are asking about it? How do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing is kind of really going to transcend to this next step?
Really, you really just have to believe it yourself and yourself first. And, that's something a lot of people always told me is to dream big. And I've always dreamed of making it to the NFL since I was playing Little League. And the closer I got, I felt like the harder I began to work. And I had a lot of guys, like, as far as roommates and things like that went on to the league, and it kind of motivated me a lot more seeing guys that I was playing with, guys I was around every day, actually making that step. And yeah, the coaches, they do kind of have a sense of who's going to get drafted or whatever, but for the most part, you just have to believe in it yourself, put in the work to get to that point, and hopefully the coaches in the league will notice you.
Definitely. Once again, Josh Harvey Clemens, the standout Louisville safety here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with this young man, and he's been busy. He's been on the All-Star circuit. He was down at Indianapolis for the scouting combine, and we're going to talk about all those other things that come with being a 2017 prospect. And you folks know April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia this year, and he'll be highly excited to hear his name called and find out where he lands at the next level. What's it like the last few months? I'm sure you've been doing your combine prep, and we'll get into that, but, you know, making the All-Star games, going to the combine and those things, I mean, what's that like, being able to kind of rub elbows and kind of get to know scouts and have teams that get to know you as well?
It's been a great experience for me, and just being around a lot of the coaches and guys that are in the same process with me. The toughest part for me is I've been coming off an injury, so I've been really training hard and doing a lot of physical therapy to heal my hamstring and get it back to 100% as quick as I can. So the process has really been – I've been really busy every day, Monday through Saturday. The only off day I really have is Sunday. So they keep me real busy, and it's been a great experience, especially going to the combine and getting to meet and talk to a lot of coaches and let them know my background and my history and stuff like that. The best experience I had through it was meeting John Elway. I mean, I walked in the room and he shook my hand and introduced himself, but it was like, I already know who you are. And I was just trying not to just ask him for a picture or something, because you know it's a business up there, and those guys probably get that a lot. But that was something that was real interesting to me, is just being in a room with him and talking football.
Definitely. Well, you know what? Just so you don't feel like everybody else, here's a story for you. We were talking with Eric Dickerson, and he said his rookie year, he said they were playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're inside the five. They threw a pass, and Eric said the ball just went over his head. He said because when he got into his route and he realized that Mel Blount was in the end zone, he said it was such an awe moment that he just kind of lost his, you know, his train of thought, and he said the ball, you know, whizzed past him. And he said he ran to the sidelines, and he knew why he missed the play. And they said, well, how'd you drop that? And he just said, oh, the sun was in my eyes. But so just so you know, I think everyone has those moments where it kind of hits you where, like, wow, this is – I am really somewhere special, and I'm sure I've seen a Hall of Fame-type guy as Elway. So, but like I said, I think it happens to the best of us, is you kind of see certain individuals that kind of make you take a step back. But, you know what, I mean, there's a point in your career – Josh, where you could be that guy, and somebody's going to say that to you, you know, years down the road. That's the fun part about being where we're at. For you, I mean, you got fantastic size, and obviously, I mean, that's evident, and you have the range, and you can do so many things versatility-wise at that safety position. But, I mean, in your own words, why do you think scouts love you? I mean, if you're in the film room with them right now, I mean, what do you think they're going to look at you and say, hey, Josh, we love this, we love that? I mean, what are those home run qualities?
For the most part, is my range and my length, and being able to be my size and cover a lot of smaller receivers and play a lot of different positions. Coming from Louisville, I played linebacker, safety, and also the nickelback. And a lot of teams like that versatility and being able to use me in different ways and different formations. And the biggest thing is that they'll probably notice on film is that I'm always around the ball. Whether I make the play or not, I'm always there in some way or form, and that just shows that I'm dedicated to the game, and I really love competing.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm sure at this point you've probably been brought up – a lot of things have been brought up to you by teams where you might not even been aware of it, but – is there anything out there, because we know scouts do listen, coaches do listen into the show, Is there anything out there that these guys need to know about Josh Harvey Clemens that they get to find out that's a big boost to get you drafted as high as you can? Could be leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, maybe, you know, you help old ladies' groceries out. I mean, anything.
Me, I personally think I'm a natural-born leader. I'm willing to follow first, but I've always been a natural-born leader, and I think a lot of guys that I play with, they follow behind me because they see how hard I'm working and things like that. I'm not much of a vocal leader, a guy that's going to talk too much. But as far as leading my team by example and stuff like that, that's something I take pride in.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Josh Harvey Clemens here on the C2P. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anyone? I know it's a cliche question to ask, but, I mean, I'm sure you've probably heard some names. Or is there anybody at that next level that you really kind of like and kind of pattern yourself after a little bit?
The name I've heard the most is Cam Chancellor. And a guy that I watch personally a lot is Rashad Jones. And that's because he played at Georgia and I grew up watching him play. And I think he's a great player. And that's somebody I try to work hard to not just model my game after, but to just make plays like he does.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Those are two good comparisons to get. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to shy away from that. You don't have to say the teams because I know sometimes that's a tricky situation. But
I'm on the phone now.
But you're fine. Do you have any visits or you know, things like that coming up on the docket?
Okay. No, I don't. Not right now. I have the only visit I have right now set up. It's April 6th with
nice.
The New York Giants. And my day is so late. My pro day isn't until March 30th.
What, the 30th?
So.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'll be taking a lot of visits after that.
Nice. For your pro day, you plan on kind of working out again, or are you kind of resting on most of your combine stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to work out. I'm going to basically do everything at the at pro day.
Excellent. Excellent stuff. And for you, like I said, I'm sure this is an exciting time, and we do appreciate you stopping by because I know you got so much on your plate. But before we let you go, we always like to end it on a lighthearted note with some off-the-wall stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let me hear it.
All right. Now, this will start you off with this one. Inside that Louisville locker room, Bobby Petrino's the head coach. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Petrino? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
It's a lot of people that do a great impression of Coach T, but none of them would do it in front of him, including me.
And, you know, you'd be surprised sometimes. I think somebody actually did a couple of them in front of Harbaugh, which I would have never thought a Michigan kid would do. But, you know, that's why I ask the question. Sometimes it shocks you. We're going to have your teammate on, Jamari Staples, on right after you. Is there anything we can tease him about? Anything he does that's kind of quirky?
Just ask him about the restaurant finger licking. Down in Miami. Ask him if he survived without finger licking.
Okay. And usually this is the question, Josh, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Rihanna.
There you go. Her name comes up quite a bit, just so you know. Her
Beyonce
is usually number one, and Rihanna's a solid two, at least in the voting that we take from the numbers we get from you guys. And then the final question, Eric Dorsey, he's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. We've been working with him. If you could have your cleat to your spikes painted or put on with a theme, what kind of idea would you want on your shoes?
Something really, like, represent my hometown. about Austin, Georgia, something like that.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we know you got a great career ahead of you, and we can't wait to see you at the next level, but stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Yep. Once again, that is Josh Harvey Clemens, the standout safety from Louisville, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And what a dynamic young man, and just great to get him on the show. And I said, terrific range and size. We kind of talked about that right off the cuff, and that's what he brings to the table. And the versatility, he kind of sheds some light on that. So, again, this is the real deal, and we were excited to get him on. We hope you folks out there were excited to listen to him. If you've missed this show in its entirety, you know you can go to iTunes and check it out, the Players Platform Show. It's available at Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be having his draft bio at collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you stopping and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.